Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Chav Vav of Masechtas Temura. Some of the topics they're learning about include Machlekes Reb Meir Reb Yosi, whether Tafas Lashon Rishon, we go with a person's initial statement, or Tafas Lashon Acharon, we go with a person's entire statement, which applies to the following cases. Harezu Temuras Oyla Temuras Shlamim. If a person said that the Kedusha of a carbon oyla and the carbon shlamim should be transferred to his animal, or Chetzi Temuras Oyla V'Chetzi Temuras Shlamim, half the behemoth should acquire Kedusha from an oyla, and the other half should acquire Kedusha from a shlamim. Does the Temur become only an oyla and therefore eligible for Hakrava, or becomes both an oyla and a shlamim and therefore not eligible for Hakrava? Behemoth Chetzi Oyla V'Chetzi Chatas. If he first stipulated that half the behemoth should be an oyla and the other half should be a chatas, does it become an oyla and therefore eligible for Hakrava, or it also becomes a chatas and therefore must be left to die? The case of behemoth shal shnei shutfin hiktish chetzi shaloi b'chazav alaka chetzi acheres v'kdisha kedoshav ein the kareva. If a behemoth belonged to two partners and one partner was first makdish his own half, he then bought the second half and was makdish it, the second half becomes hekdish but cannot be sacrificed.